The father of a missing Belgian backpacker has today issued a heartrending plea for public help to find his son, who went missing after a night out in one of Australia's major tourist hotspots, Byron Bay. 18-year-old Theo Hyers has been missing now for 17 days. His family is also calling on the technology giant Facebook to release the last messages written and received by Theo through the WhatsApp messaging service to help police with their investigations. The problem is Facebook says it can't get to those messages. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
It's been a harrowing 17 days for Lahore Hayes since his son Theo went missing on his dream holiday down under.
I promise Theo's little brother, Lucas, that I would bring his brother home. Please help me keep my promise to him.
Theo Hayes has been working and travelling around Australia since the beginning of the year. Byron Bay was supposed to be the last stop on his holiday.
He was really happy to come back. And he told his mother, Mom, when I come back, is it possible to make a big party with my friends because I miss my friend?
Theo Hayes had checked into a backpacker hostel and was heading out to Cheeky Monkeys, a popular nightclub and a rite of passage for young tourists in Byron Bay. Camera vision of him leaving the nightclub just after 11 p.m. on the 31st of May is the last time he's been seen. When he failed to check out of his hostel 6 days later, police were alerted. Tweed Byron Police District Commander Dave Roptel says the search has been extensive.
Our OSG police, who were police in overalls and then trained in searching, a rescue squad, Polair, which is our helicopters, doing the land, air and sea search. And the dog squad also assisting us with that, and drones as well.
The Belgian teenager has kept in regular contact with family and friends through social media, including using WhatsApp. The Hayes family has appealed to the technology company to release any of Theo's messages he posted around the time of his disappearance.
We understand the politics about confidentiality and respect that. However, this is a question of providing assistance to a person in grave danger. It is vital that investigators get access to Theo's WhatsApp account without delay.
But the call for help is fraught with challenges. Technology commentator Seamus Byrne says it may be difficult to retrieve the digital data as WhatsApp uses what's known as end-to-end encryption.
Someone gets hold of your phone and is able to unlock the phone, then they could still read those messages. But in between and trying to somehow access it, even WhatsApp itself, you know, that kind of encryption is designed so that WhatsApp can't just go into their database and pull out a message and turn it into a readable format.
WhatsApp is owned by social media giant Facebook. In a statement, a spokesperson for the organisation said,
WhatsApp cares deeply about the safety of our users, and our hearts go out to Theo Hayes and his family. We understand the important work being carried out by law enforcement and are assisting them in accordance with applicable law and our terms of service.
The Byron Bay community, including backpackers, can't comprehend that an 18-year-old seems to have just disappeared. Norwegian backpacker Ella Bontenball is living and working at the same hostel where Theo briefly stayed.
It's just really strange that something that horrible can happen in this, like, paradise of a place, and everyone's just so happy and living their best life, and then suddenly something like that happens, and it could have been anyone. It's just really strange, really sad.
For the Hayes family, there's a call for people power, and for anyone who might have been out that night to call Crime Stoppers and help.
People that have the power, let love rule. Thank you.
Lahore Hayes, father of Theo, Bronwyn Herbert, with that report.